Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good afternoon, Stormwatchers. I'm Chip Merriweather, and here's...
Scoop Djokovic! Legendary sports reporter. Thanks for bringing me out here, Chip. It's a wonderful sunny day. A bit of glare off the jar, but we're doing fine.
And we are here to report on the Whimsipal year-end playoff tournament.
So that would be Whimsip-yip-it-pitter.
Whimsipal, yeah.
I like it. It just flows. Flows off the tongue.
Catchy. Beautiful. Storm started their first game with a game against the Expos.
Oh, you know, I felt my cousin did a fantastic job the last time we did this. Djokovic.
Laboul Djokovic.
I think he did a wonderful, wonderful job. I mean, French-Canadian. He does love his Les Expos.
Oui.
I believe he said...
Les Expos. Yippee! The game started off with the Expos getting some runs. The first inning was a little bit interesting. Mills, Special K.
No, fast.
Might I interrupt
here? One second.
Can I stop you?
Lawyers have been working at this all season long. Working away, getting permissions. We now have permission to go with the nickname Count Chocula. The Count is here.
The Count is
for
here.
For the last, the serial man, General Mills, Count Chocula, this weekend. Only. This weekend only. Next season, all the racial slurs must stop.
And now that he's been endeared with the powers of Dracula, he's even faster, and on an early fly ball, he overran it, trying to play the ball with his stomach, but didn't quite have the padding to corral it, and the ball fell down, allowing some runners. The next ball, after Craig, Big Papa C, saw how fast Count Chocula was, figured he's going to get to that ball, but then he didn't, and then the ball rolled to the fence for a triple. The Expos scored three. It was their first and only lead of the game.
I believe you want to say trois.
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 Yes, it was a trois.
This is, we are here in Canada.
A hit for trois. A hit for trois. Pour trois bases.
Le deuxième, le trois.
Oui, oui. Oui, oui.
Ménage à trois.
Ménage à trois. Oui, oui. That must remind you of a honeymoon or two.
That was my...
Adieu.
Oh, my cousin showed up.
Oh!
Bonjour, everybody. Hello. It is me. I'm noticing something about your Chucky Little account. He has the air of the Bride of Frankenstein.
Ah, yes.
I love it.
Count
nice.
Chocula, Dracula, Frankenstein, he's all the
he
classic
is the entire
monsters.
Universal
the
monster
universal
universe.
The monster universe,
it.
Yes.
Let's
Too
talk about
it
his
got
mummy.
Canceled. The Ah-ho! Mummy. All right. After giving up three, Storm was not discouraged in any way, shape, or form. Duran and Renee started off with hits, and then Joey got his first fielder's choice of the game, something that would be written down far more commonly than you would normally see on a Storm score sheet. But Al recovered, Lance hit a double, Kevin singled, and Storm would walk off, literally, with Craig hitting a three-run home run. Now, there was some strategy in place here.
Yes, I believe that was.
Yes, there was.
There was.
Yeah. As Brad took a look at the on-deck circle and said, I'd better get out so that Craig's home run,
now,
all the
I
runs
believe,
will count.
I believe I have interviewed young Mac Daddy.
Young Mac Daddy.
Nice name. And he did say he didn't want to ruin. He knew Craig what Big Daddy C was going to do. He was going to yank it. He was going to crank it. And he didn't want to waste a run. Very thoughtful.
With the six-run mercy, you got to let all the runs count. And so Storm took a 6-3 lead into the second inning. Captain Underpants was getting more comfortable in the second, only serving up a solo home run, and Storm led 6-4 before they came up to bat in the bottom of the second. The bottom of the second started with a line drive out and a walk, and then a string of singles, followed by a Duran double. This is important.
Now, speaking of a string of singles,
yes.
I'd like to talk about last Friday night, if I might. Maybe not. All right.
All right. Storm would score five and increase their lead to 11-4. In the third, Storm thought it would be prudent, apparently, to make a pitching change.
Yes, and, I believe we need to discuss this with management.
Management.
This pitching change after Captain Underpants really keeping Les Expos to minimum runs. Let's change the pitchers. And I believe the term we're looking for is Les Expos Lapierre. The Expos walked.
Yes, they did walk. because, you know, batting practice, Thomas came in and he didn't want to give up any home runs, so he just didn't throw any strikes.
No.
You know, if you don't throw strikes, they cannot hit a home run.
It was quite stunning how many plates he did not hit.
Yeah, and he missed to the left, he missed to the right, he missed short, he missed deep. He was missing in every direction possible.
Now that reminds me about my fourth honeymoon.
You know, one day we're going to have to investigate how many times Scoops has been married.
In this country?
Well, as you know, the old adage goes, when you walk the leadoff runner or two, they come back to score. And the Expos walks both did score. But some good Storm defense held them to only the two walks scoring. And Storm led 11-6 going into the bottom of the third inning.
Jesus, now, we're only in the third?
Yes, this is the longest podcast ever. This has been recorded in front of a live audience. In the third inning, Brad got a hit. Craig hit a two-run home run.
I'm sorry, let's back that up.
Brad got a hit.
No, that's
got
to be a typo.
The shortstop threw the ball way
I believe there was so much spin, it spun out of the first baseman's glove.
Is that what happened?
Let's go with that.
Anyway, it set Craig up beautifully for his second home run of the day.
Once again, strategic hitting by Daddy.
Yes, and the last home run Craig would hit, that would count. Jeff got very excited in his next at-bat, and Tank Engine smacked a solo home run over off the top.
I believe you're referring to Sebastian.
Sebastian, yes.
Sebastian the shellfish
crab. The shellfish crab. Very shellfish. Storm would
score. Under the sea.
Under the sea. Storm would score 4, increasing the lead to 15-6.
Now, I believe it. Let's jump ahead.
Let's jump ahead.
What's the score going into the sixth?
A lot. 22-6.
All right. Nothing else happened exciting.
No, really, it didn't matter.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a first here on Stormwatch. It's very exciting.
We are so excited.
We are here live in front
of
our live
studio audience.
Not that we have a studio. We're going to bring
an audience.
An actual other person to talk.
A guest.
Yes, he is. He's shaking his head. He doesn't have a choice. The irony is he's giving us baseball plays. I believe he just signaled for a bunt.
Yes.
I'm not sure. A single finger waving in front.
Let's just go to the moment and talk about it.
Because
it was very confusing. There were runners, the bases were loaded, I think.
Bases were loaded.
And there was a ground ball to third.
And
the third baseman very quickly stepped onto third.
The Saskatchewan Muskie
stepped onto third and gunned the ball home.
Gunned it, I said.
And, you know, it seemed like the right play, except for the fact that the runner stopped and then came back to third.
So thereby?
Thereby he was not out. And then the runner who was out just sort of stood around and said, what do I do?
No. See, once again, confusion reigns. Because with the play home, with the force out, the out did take place at home. But it killed the force play at third.
The out was at third. The guy at home was the guy who came back.
See, I'm confused.
Everyone's confused.
I'd scratch my head
you know what?
If I had hands.
I think maybe we should bring in the eyewitness right now. Renee, come on over.
Renee, come on in.
Tell us what was
going through
your mind.
Renee.
There he is.
There he is. Welcome, Renee. Welcome to Stormwatch.
So, bonjour.
Les Expos!
Renee, would you please tell us what was going through your mind when the ball was hit to you?
In French. I don't know what I was doing, to be honest. I thought I'd step on the bag and it would be an easy throw home for a double play.
And it was an easy throw home. You made a beautiful throw. It was beautiful.
But apparently I was supposed to chase the guy down instead of letting him
run back to third. Chase him, tag him.
Yes. And then the guy that was out at second decided to pretend he wasn't out and throw confusion into all of us.
And then the guy who went to second,
it was like a dance-a-thon,
saw the runner coming back to second. He went back to first. And the umpire just shrugged, and Renee just looked
confused. And we got one out on the play when I thought we had three.
The highlight of the moment, though, was when Mills started running into the dugout, thinking we had recorded three outs on the play.
I counted three.
And had to be informed, no.
There was only one.
A lot of balls were thrown, but only one out was recorded.
Now, I believe what made this memorable for me was the fact that Bingo the Monkey obviously was involved.
Just thank goodness.
Renee, thank you for joining us on Stormwatch.
Merci beaucoup.
Les Expo.
Storm would then hang on to a 22-8 lead, pad it in the last inning, and they would win their first game. Next up is Coolis in the game to decide first place in Pool D.
That game's going to be a backbreaker, I tell you.
Backbreaker, yes. 1:30. Tune in for the next episode of...
Stormwatch Cast.
Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.